welcome back to the Rare Podcast. And I know it's been a while since my last podcast, but due to a lot of stress, problems, work and school, it's been very hard to do podcasts. But now, since I finished my spring semester, I am now going to be taking this time to give myself a little break and start doing this again on a regular basis. So for today, I'm gonna talk to my friend. She doesn't want to be called by her name, so we're gonna call her Girl. But yes, so with this podcast, we're just gonna be focusing on life, just updates between each other. We usually talk all the time, so it's been about, I would say, 2 weeks since we've talked, which is actually a long time to go. So yeah, enjoy the podcast. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, you sound perfect.
Oh my god, you sound so weird. I mean, no, you sound clear, but it's like, you know, we usually talk through the phone. So now that I'm you sound different.
Really?
I don't know. Like, your voice sounds like more mature or it sounds older.
I don't think anything happened, but I think we haven't talked in a month. So maybe they're going through withdrawal.
Oh my god, no, because when we were fixing this, I did like an intro, but I thought it's been 2 weeks. Has it been a month since we talked?
I said a month because the entirety of April was completely miserable for me, and I just associate that month with suffering. So I don't recall that we ever talked for April, considering we were both really busy with finals and stuff.
I think that's true. I think I talked to you the first week of April, but then yeah, I realized like everything was just getting so busy, and then
yeah. You sound a little bit different too.
Right?
On the other hand, maybe it's because we're both stressed as heck and it shows in our voices. Now we sound like this.
Oh wait, but before we continue, do you wanna like introduce yourself? I told them that this is called Girl. But do you want to give like a little background, you know, just about you and just like how we both came about, you know, friendship wise?
Bro, I hate icebreakers. Hi. I'm sorry. I just think, oh gosh, talking about myself is the worst.
I know.
But anyway, Karen and I have known each other. Since I was born, I'm pretty sure. Our parents were pals, and I usually... we both just went over to each other's houses frequently. I was incredibly shy back then, and Kevin was just, like, the guy that I clung on to forever. He just he was, like, 99% of my social life.
I know growing up, yeah, because we were like, you know, like we've done a lot together, we've gone to the same school, so we just kind of like, you know,
we had so many things in common, but I'm not sure that was because I just wanted to hang out with you and therefore I adopted your personality and interest. But
I mean, I think it kind of worked both ways. There was things that like you liked that I was like, okay, and there was things
we often collaborate together a lot. We made like little books when we were like little, our own books, board games, even websites when we were young. We tried to make like our own blog.
We've done a lot. I think we had so many ideas of just doing like, you know, just random things. And so I think this is so cool that we are doing like an episode.
Because
I
knew we did. And of course, we bonded as #BandKids. Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah.
And orchestra for like 1 year, but I don't think we can count that as part of our repertoire.
But
even though I still say I do, just to sound cool. Like, yeah, I play cello. Though I barely play cello.
But I do enjoy, like, I just loved how we've been friends for so long, you know? Because it's like back, I think when we were like in kindergarten, you know, and then like just growing up, it's like we never get tired of each other. Because if you think about it, like, even though like we don't like this is like our third podcast together, like, we've constantly talked before, you know? But like,
on a daily basis,
it's, I definitely agree. I'm really glad that our friendship has kind of evolved. Like, I feel like we're like hashtag soulmates now. When we were little, we fought a lot, but that's like pretty normal. But we constantly fought for some reason. But nowadays, it's pretty much non-existent now. I feel like it's just always fun to talk to you, even though we talk about the same things over and over again.
I love it, but it's crazy. We never run out of ideas. We always have something to say. But it's good too, because as you said, like, even though, like, okay, people don't know this either, but like, we don't meet often. Like, realistically, we see each other like once every couple of years, you know?
Yeah, we haven't properly hung out since middle school. We barely saw each other in high school.
Oh yeah.
And then of course, you know, we both kind of drifted apart because, you know, you had to move. And I think even when you were in Florida, our classes just were not matching up.
Oh yeah,
because we did, you stuck with band and I didn't. So even though our music teacher forced me to at first.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Oh my god. But yeah, so it's crazy how, like, it's like we've had like this long distance relationship, but we were like always so close before, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of proximity, we went to the same school, but it's like we never had like the same schedule. And, you know, we were still figuring our things out too, so you had different interests at that time and there was other things I was still doing, you know. But it was to me, it's so great that even though we both did different things, different classes, different, you know, all that, we were still able to come back and like just talk, you know?
Yeah, I think a huge part of it is because we call each other. We don't text each other. We barely text. We only text like if we just simply cannot talk to each other.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, actually, definitely. Now that I say that out loud, that's pretty normal. But I think most people prefer to text these days, but like you and I, we call each other 99% of the time.
Well, we call each other a lot, I know. I mean, yeah. I love it. It's a good relationship, you know?
Yeah, like, I feel like that's the thing that's keeping us connected. I feel like it's really easy to kind of like, you know, okay, when you text each other, you get a message. If you don't feel like it, you can always just like save it for later. And that doesn't like, quote, force you to talk. Not saying that calling is like forcing us to talk or anything, but it's definitely a commitment. But it's a joy to do, obviously, because hashtag best friends. So.
But yeah, okay, so tell me now about kind of like what's happening. I know it's been so long. So you go first, you tell me what's been happening, and then I'll tell you my problems.
Let's see. For the whole month of April, I was just like, you know how there's finals week? For me, it was just a finals month. I had like 3 group projects back to back. When I was free from one of them, I had to deal with another. And of course, like every group project has to be, I was just stuck with so many people that I did not like. They were polite, of course. And they did their work at the end of the day because, you know, their grades are affected too. But the communication problems were endless. And they just drove me up the wall because, you know, they keep saying like, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. Oh, I can't make it to like the meetings and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I understand. But it's not like I don't have a life either, you know? Let's see. Other than that, I was also dealing with exams, papers. Let's see. And a final presentation. Oh, I can't believe we still have to do presentations through Zoom. I mean, of course, like, not everything can be accommodated, but like, man, it kind of sucks when you just have to, you know, be on Zoom synchronously, all dressed up and stuff, and you're just like, haha, gotta do this. But I guess it's somewhat easier than presenting in person. But hello. Was that your internet or mine?
I don't know. Okay, so for people who don't know, sorry I got cut off. The internet kind of, something happened and we got disconnected, but we're back now. Good thing all the footage or the audio saved, because I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh my god, were we just talking for 8 minutes, you know, like without being recorded? And I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna go back and redo it.
Yeah, it's all right, right? You can always edit it all together. Right?
Oh yeah, but everything actually came out seamless. Like right when you said something and then like just stopped. You said but and then it cut you off. But I'm like, okay, I had like a little side note, you know. So I think this is okay though. But it was actually like it was a good timing to stop. You know what I mean?
Mm, I totally forgot what I was talking about now. I know I was talking about my problems, but I had a lot of problems.
Oh no, but you're talking about your project. Oh, I was gonna ask you though, like, did you do good on them?
I did not see my final grades. Unfortunately, on Canvas, that class is not live right now. They took it down, so I'm not sure what my final grade is. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to end with an A in the class. So I'm...
Wow, good.
I'm happy. I don't sound happy, but that's because that class has brought me so much pain. So I better have gotten an A.
Oh yeah, but I mean honestly, yes, I didn't realize because I was like, I know you were busy, but I was like, oh my god, like I miss talking, but I realized like, damn, like I actually don't have time to talk either because it was like,
it always hurts when I like can't talk because I can't help but think, man, I'd rather be talking to you than like, you know, doing all my school responsibilities.
That's a lot. But yeah, I ended up too pretty okay. Well, I feel obviously people know I failed a class, but I mean overall out of the four classes, including my early spring, I ended up with 2 A's, 2 B's, and like a failing grade. So I'm like, okay, it's not too bad, you know?
No, I think you did really great again because you have an impossible schedule. Like there are students who fail who are not working full time like you are, you know. And also, you're in accounting, and a lot of people underestimate accounting, but accounting is insanely difficult.
Oh, yeah,
it's
really
just
hard.
A billion rules to remember, and it's just, they deserve all the money they make. Because whenever I see, like, whenever I hear the word taxes, shivers.
A lot, so. But I'm happy that, like, I'm glad I passed, you know, like, as long, you know,
yeah.
Out of five, I'm glad at least four of them I did okay on, you know, and to me, as long as I got 2 A's, I was like, okay, it's not bad.
You did great. 2 A's and 2 B's is awesome.
Yeah, I just wish I didn't fail. Like, I would have preferred 2 A's, 2 B's, and then, like, a barely a C, but, you know, I take this as a learning lesson, and moving forward now, when I start school, I think I start, like, the 18th or the 8th, one of those days, so I have like this little break, so hopefully I can take the time to relax a little bit and then focus forward on just of the two of the classes, you know. Yeah. So now it's not gonna be as difficult.
Mm-hmm. Bit sad that I have summer classes. Not a bit. I'm very sad, but it's what I get. We're switching so many majors. Let's see. I'm taking an analytics class and a law and ethics class. It's all highly conceptual and it's asynchronous, so I don't have to put in as much effort as I did in the spring semester because all those were like synchronous, so I had to sit up and be present and just prepare myself if I'm ever called on, and I am called on a lot, so that's great.
Wait, so are you ready to go back during the fall? Like, I'm surprised. Okay, like realistically, I'm really surprised that they're allowing like all of public schools and or every like school basically to like open full force, you know. Like I would assume that they were gonna gradually like transition.
Yeah, you would think. I just feel like people are so desperate, you know, for things to get back to normal. Especially because like I feel like when people heard that, oh, the vaccine's like pretty effective, people are like, you know, getting too ahead of themselves. But I feel like the general consensus is that a lot of people understand that this is going too fast, but what can you do? You know what I mean? So we're kind of like, oh gosh, I feel like as long as people, you know, get vaccinated and, you know, still continue wearing their mask and social distancing even after they get vaccinated,
yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, but I'm not like, obviously when I do get vaccinated, like I'm not too worried, but it's just like, you know, like I just,
yeah, it's just weird. It's just weird to be,
yeah, because we went from like living a normal life now to like quarantine, 6 feet apart, full mask, stay away from everyone, they're gross, to like now going back to normal like so soon, you know. I just think like, to me, I feel like school in general should maybe go from like maybe like 70 to 80% capacity, or give you the option to, you know, like go to, you know, online and have some in person, like, you know, just because I just feel like to go full force 100% is just a lot, you know, because then there's,
do you mean like the hybrid system we have now?
Yes, I would like that, but I know some like
I think it, yeah, I think it's just I think a lot of people just happen to hate this, and if, I don't know. I think it's just really difficult.
That's a difficult thing.
Because a lot of people are struggling to learn online. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And also, people are paying full tuition for online school, which just isn't fair. So I feel like maybe to ease off the complaints, people are kind of rushing to get things back to normal, even though they shouldn't.
I see what you're saying. That makes sense, because I realize, yeah, you are paying normal as if you were in person. So, you know, and you're not even considered an online student. So
those poor private school kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, what? I can't imagine. That's like, that sucks. What, 40, 50K a year? Man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an expensive one. And, oh, I mean, again, I'm excited that things are going back to normal in that sense. Yeah. I wish it would.
I'm going back to my college town though, like after how many years? Over a year and like a year and 7 months maybe.
Oh wow, actually that's a long time now. I think about it, almost 2 years. But yeah, so yeah,
am I counting that correctly? I think so.
I think so. I mean, either way, we have to go back. But I mean,
yeah,
I'm still.
But it's. I don't know. I'm lucky enough to say that I'm not super affected whether I learn like at home or at school. Yeah. But I like the fact that I've never had to be worried about like if my internet's gonna get cut off or something while I'm taking an exam. I'm glad that, you know, might not be the case anymore. Maybe. Let's see what happens.
I mean,
but
yeah.
I feel like obviously college life is not gonna be crazy like it was before. I feel like it's just gonna be miserable up there. So
I mean, it still is, even before quarantine, before COVID. It's still gonna be the same after. But I mean, hopefully now, like, I mean, the only thing is I'm so used to just being at home, you know, so it's like it's been a little, it's going back has scared me just because it's like, now I need to socialize, I have to go find parking, I need to like really talk to people, you know. And it's like, oh my God, I don't know. I don't feel ready. I'm preparing myself. Like, I lost my earbuds because I was like, I don't need those anymore. I have my headphones, you know, the big ones. But now that I'm going back to school, I want to buy earbuds just so they're easier for me to walk. Because I'm like, I'm not used to just like, I'm just, you know, like music usually helps and like I kind of close myself off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I'm just so scared. Oh my God, I don't know. I'm like, I'm not ready at all.
Oh, I mean, I feel like you're really socially adequate.
I mean, I can't be. I just don't want to sometimes, you know, especially like when you're surrounded by so many people. Plus, I've never seen the school. You think, well, I've never stepped foot at the college I go to.
That is true.
I don't even know what it looks like. And it's like, I know, so embarrassing to say, but I transitioned right when COVID happened. So there was like,
no, it's not embarrassing. I mean, if anything, maybe it'll just make things more exciting, you know, because you I know you're worried, but I know you do want to make friends and stuff, right?
True, you know? I do. I mean, well, we'll see. But
find
yourself
a person.
But I'm just like, I love the convenience. You know, when you're home and you get to have like this full class online, I just love that. So the fact now that I need to like go to class, it's like, oh my God, you know, I don't want to drive there. I don't live like 5 minutes away, you know? So it's like,
oh, that's true. How far do you live away from
there? I mean, it's not bad, like 40 minutes, but then I have to count 40 minutes.
40?
Probably not 40. No, 20.
Okay.
20 minutes. But then I have to count like traffic, finding my parking spot, things like that. You know, it's like, oh my God. And like, I don't want to be late, you know, like if I, like at least here, like when I was like stuck at work and I only had like 5 minutes until class, I could just go ahead, still go to like a room in one of my work areas and then just open my laptop and be in class, you know, or, you know, so it's like, it's just the convenience. That's what I loved about like online, the hybrid system. But like now that it's like fully in person, it's like, oh, now I need to like actually get up earlier to like get dressed, get changed, dry, you know. And that's
I understand that you're under a lot more pressure because again, you are working full time, so it's not like you have like all of like, you know, the flexibility of just being a full-time student because a lot of students, if they have like a gap between like two classes or something, they just stay on campus and like fool around or like go to the library or something. But you can't afford to do that because you have other responsibilities and stuff.
Well, true.
And you also park, so that's gonna take like some time and money. So
And I like too, like the like what we have is like lecture. So like it's pre-record. So if I miss a class or you know, for one day, it's like no attendance. You can rewatch the lecture whenever you want. So it's like I love that because it's like if I need to do something this day and there's class, I don't have to technically go. I can wait until after they open it and then you know watch
it. I really do. I feel like the one like aspect of Zoom that I do enjoy is that there are recorded videos. If you ever miss anything or if you're just confused, you can literally just rewind. But before that, traditional in-person classes, you just kind of have to show up and try to understand the best you can. If not, office hours, which is not a waste of time, but it's extra time. And but also, there's also this freedom of just, you know, if you happen to wake up late, oops, you just turn on your laptop and you're there.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I like. It's like, I had class at like 8, so it's like, okay, I'll just get up at like 7:30, like, just make myself look presentable and then just open my laptop, you know? Yeah. I can't do that now. Mm-hmm. So if I had class at 8, I would have to make sure to get up at least by like 6:45, or like, you know, shower, get changed, and leave the house at least by like 7:15. So by the time I get there, like, I can park, go to class, get a seat, and then, you know, be ready. So it's like, you know, you lose like, it's like, you know, it's like an hour of sleep that I can have, you know, being at home.
It takes so long. I always complain about this because the college I go to is huge. And basically, I always complain to my friends that literally 75% of my day is just walking from point A to point B. And it's just like my youth, right?
But yeah, oh my god, let me tell you, so update on me,
that's a very nice transition.
I know, I'm just like, okay, enough about you, my turn. No, but
fair enough, I'm a listener more than a talker.
No, but now that we're talking about, like, you know, classes and, you know, especially convenience, like, I finally hired a manager, a receptionist.
Congratulations. So, they are competent because that's what you deserve. Just a normal, competent person.
As many know, obviously, like, I'm helping my parents at the salon, but it's been hard because, again, full-time helping and everything, it's just been so difficult, you know, to balance both. I think I'm good at what I do. So a lot of people depend on me. I still do everything that, like, you know, a manager owner should do in a sense, you know, for my parents. And so it's been a lot, and I kind of now need to kind of alleviate or, like, you know, get rid of some of those stress and responsibilities. And now I'm trying to transition to someone else, you know, especially as a manager, we are paying them pretty well, you know, for the days that they're working. And she started yesterday.
So
it's been good so far. I mean, she has no experience in nails specifically, but it's like she writes everything down. She makes notes. Like, she does a lot, you know, and I'm happy because it's like in the 2 days so far that I've been training her, it's like she's ready sort of to be on her own-ish. Like, pretty good. Like, she's like, I would say 75% there. But to me, that's really good for someone who's only been training for 2 days with no knowledge of, like, you know, like nails, salon, hair, things like that. So it's a good start. Her training hours, it's like around 4 to 5 days. So this week it's like yesterday and today it was from 9:30 to 3. Same thing was today, and so now it will be full day Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday. So now it's good because I'm assuming she likes it, you know, like no one has a complaint. Like, she hasn't so far complained about anything or had any questions about that. You know, I try to make this job easy as I can for her, and
I'm really glad that you found someone who's proactive, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Not someone who kind of just waits around to be, like, called out, you know, saying, why aren't you doing this, before they do it.
It's nice to know
that she's the one who's taking notes because she wants to learn, you know?
She does.
I think that's really great. And also, like, I think it's great that you're also taking that much time to train her. A lot of, like, employers don't even include onboarding training.
I'm still paying her for her training. I mean, it's not obviously as much as reduced hour or reduced pay because it's still training. I'm not gonna pay her full salary for something for someone who doesn't know the system yet, you know. So obviously I'm still paying her, and she's, you know, we're paying her still pretty good for trading. And so so far she's getting everything. I'm happy, you know. The only thing is her tone sometimes comes off a little like she's quiet a little bit, you know, like during the interview she was very like upbeat and talking, and I was like, wow, I feel like this connection, you know. But then, like, when I like see her, and she, the way she talks to customers a little bit, it's a little bit like like, hi, welcome to so, you know, like, it's not like, hi,
maybe she's having a bad day, you know.
Oh, hopefully not on her first day. I mean, it's okay. I think yesterday was like, it's a lot.
I feel like interviews are just on a whole different plane of existence.
Yes,
like, I don't know what my personality is. I mean, during interviews, like, so, I just blank out.
I mean, it's a lot, you know, but I think she did great on the interview, and I like the personality she had there. So when she was a little bit toned down a little, I was like a little surprised, because I was like, oh, you didn't give me this, where's this energy, you know? But I think she just needs time to like get used to it, you know. I know this is not her comfort zone. Like, I technically don't know her much. She doesn't know me. Like, she knows where I work and the business and my manager position, but it's like she doesn't know me, you know. She doesn't know anyone. And so
it's a bit scary right now.
Yeah, so she has her guard up, and I think, I mean, today it was better, you know, like the way she talked, like I was kind of getting to know her better, and so things are improving. And so I'm happy, though. I'm just hopefully within the next 2 weeks she kind of gets everything ish so when I do go back to class and, you know, school, which is still online, you know, but at least I can take my time, you know. There's no rushing. I don't have to push back assignments and do them last minute, like, and do what I need to do, practice, do better my tests, and, you know, not fail.
So you deserve to, like, have time for yourself and your own personal success. You know,
so yeah, I'm happy. Hopefully I can do more like podcasts like this, you know, because I want to be consistent. Not gonna lie to you, like, I haven't posted since the last time I shared my like review of the album, because it's been so hard, you know. Like, I'm like, I want to do it, but I'm like, it's like 10 o'clock at night, I'm like half asleep. I'm
I give you all of my respect, because I always wanted to do a podcast ever since I was like, what, in high school or middle school or something, but I've never gotten to do it. And hey, look at you with your busy schedule, and you're already couple of episodes for me.
Oh my God, thanks. I'm trying to do more consistently. Like, I want to post like once a week, and, you know, just do as much as I can. But it's so with time, hopefully, you know, with her kind of taking over my position-ish, I mean, I'm still definitely going to be there a lot, you know, coming in, checking in once in a while, but, you know, I need someone that will stay while I'm in, because now, like, it's online school. I mean, it's going to be in-person school in the fall. So, like, I can't just rely on, okay, I'm going to leave work at 5 minutes and go to, you know, where I go to school at 5 minutes. You know, I can't just open the laptop anymore. Like, I need to, like, drive there, you know, and it's going to take me time. And so I need to spend the day rather than just work a little bit, go to school, and then go back to work, you know. Like, I can't do that now just because I don't have the time and the commute for it. So hopefully, I think she'll stay. I really have a good feeling, you know. This is like the other girl that came, and, you know, I know she didn't last long because it's like she already knows me, what she does me. I was like, I think everything was just kind of like too easy and kind of like, I guess not boring, but like not something she was passionate about, or I couldn't feel that, you know what I mean. Like, she was great at what she did, but I just could tell like her mindset wasn't there, you know.
Yes.
With her, it's like everything is so new in that sense, but she's still getting it. But it's like, okay, there's room to grow. Like, she's, you know, there's things to learn. While the other girl was like, okay, I already know everything. Like, oh, you know, I know what to do. I've done this front desk before. And so it's like, it's just like another job, you know? So I could see why she didn't last in that sense. You know, I mean, I've been great to her too. You know, there was nothing, I was, you know, I felt like I was a great employer, you know, listening to her feedback, you know, giving her breaks, this and that. But yeah, I do agree that, like, you know, I think she'll do good. I think so. So, yeah, in terms of work, I'm happy with that. Oh my God, because side note, can I tell you about one crazy client complaint that I had like 2 days ago?
Go for it.
Okay. So, okay, we had this lady. She's like in this, not a wheelchair, you know, like at Publix when they have like those little cart thingies that you can sit on, and it's just like, it's electronic. It's like a moped type of thing, but it's like really slow.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So, like, she's in one of those. Like, she has, like, this something neurological disorder, disease or something, where, like, she feels pain a lot. I mean, like, that's what he told my technician, you know? And then he told me, like, oh, she has something. And then I looked it up, and it's like, whenever you touch your nerves, like, it just hurts. So it's confusing because she gets pedicures and this and that. I'm like, doesn't it not hurt you, you know? Or, like, don't you not feel like a scrubbing or, you know, polishing? Like, you know what I mean? I get a little like confused because I'm like, interesting. But she came, she like that one time, she got her fills and she got a pedicure. She loved her fills, but the girl that was taking care of her couldn't do her pedicure. So I gave it to someone else, and she didn't like it because, again, I guess, you know, like she preferred female. So when he took care of it, she wasn't fully happy, which I understood. So I told her, okay, next time I'll give you a little discount. which is fine to make up for not having her the best pedicure, which I understand, you know. Mm-hmm. So she brings her daughter in like a, I think a week later. I wasn't working this day, but like on a Saturday, I don't think I told you this. Yeah, she like drives in her little moped. She comes in the store just by herself, and she's like, "You took advantage of my daughter." And I was like, "What?" And plus, she was saying it so loud. Like, I'm like, you know how out of context that is.
Yeah.
So I was like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Okay, okay, let me."
Wait.
Like,
so you weren't there, or you were?
I wasn't there when her daughter.
And she came. So she came three times in total, right? The one with the fills, the one with her daughter, and then she came back to accuse you guys of taking advantage of her daughter?
Yes. And I said, well, not three. She came the first time. Second time, she left her daughter by herself. So she, like, I guess dropped her off. Or, I mean, her daughter probably drove here or something. Because the lady's in the moped. Like, she drives, like, she literally will drive in that moped from, like, across the street to, like, Publix to whatever. Like, she lives, like, she drives everywhere. You know, she has no car. Because she, like, I'm assuming someone dropped her daughter off the second time. But then, yeah, the third time when she came in, or the second time she came in, she was like, yeah, like, and it was a Saturday, so busy, and she's like, you took advantage of my daughter. And I was like, whoa, 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 okay, give me a second, like, and you know, I mean, I was confused, and people were looking at me like, what the fuck, like, took advantage, you know? And I'm like, okay, it's not what you guys think, you know?
So then, oh, no!
Then I have to ask him, like, okay, what, you know, like, can you please be more elaborate? Because I'm not sure what you're exactly talking about. And she's like, here's a picture of my daughter. And I was like, what the fuck? You're like, why are you showing me a picture? I'm like, I don't know who she is, you know? And I'm like, okay. She's like, look at her nails. And I was like, oh, okay. So she got nail service. Because I was so confused at first, you know? I was like,
yeah, it's not great when you get yelled at.
Yeah,
the words are, you took advantage of my daughter. And then, yo, this lady just whips out her phone. Say, look at her nails.
She's like, look at my daughter. Like, he showed me a picture of her daughter. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm like, okay, that's your daughter. Like, you know. And so then she's like, you overcharged her. You overcharged her. Blah, 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 blah. So she, I think when I was looking at the system, she was supposed to get dip. The daughter, I think, wanted to do like a full set of acrylic with gel and extra long. So we're like, okay, hey, like, you know, you look old enough, like, here's the, you know, because I think she was like 16. So she was like, I want a full set and I want a like pedicure, this and that. So we're like, okay, we'll give you what you want. You know, we're not gonna say no. You know, like, you look old enough, you're responsible, you know, this and that. So she was mad because when the mom was in, she was like, she wasn't supposed to get acrylic. Like, you shouldn't have done acrylic on her. Like, it's your fault as a business. Like, she's not old enough. But then I was like looking it up too, and I was like, there's no age for acrylic. You don't have to be any age, but it's, yeah, suggested to have a parental guide, like someone, a guidance, you know, to be there for you.
How, like, old is this daughter? Is she a kid?
No,
a teenager?
She's like, yeah, she's like, I think 16 from what she told me. So I'm like, okay, she's 16. Like, yeah, she's under 18. But like, in my mind though, I'm like, okay, but if you're the mom, shouldn't you have been there to watch her? Because if she changes her surface, you know, we don't know. You didn't tell us like, hey, you have to specifically do acrylic. You booked her for dip, you know, or I think she booked it for dip when she called. And now it's like, she changed her service. And we're just here doing what she's asked or what she's asking for, you know?
Yeah, the nail tech was just doing their job.
That's what I'm saying. And she's like, okay, but I understand that. I think she was just upset because our pricing is too high, you know, for her. So, you know, it came out to almost $100.
Yeah, but I just don't understand customers sometimes. Imagine feeling so passionate about this, saying, like, you, like, took advantage, you overcharged, and I'm just like, why can't people just say things calmly?
I do agree, because, okay, let me tell you, this was not even it. So she was upset, where, like, I tell my mom to come up and talk to her, because I was like, okay, like, I'm too busy right now, like, just take a second, let the owner talk to her. Okay, we just said, you know, there's nothing we can do, like, it's been over a week, you know, longer than a weekend, so, you know, it was her decision to get it. We understand, you know, because we did explain to her, like, you know, you should have been there too, like, you know, and not in a mean way, but we just, like, you know, as a parent, like, you know, if there was anything that needed to be changed, you know, you should have been there. We're just doing, you know, what she's asked for, blah, blah, blah. She says she was still upset, so my mom's like, okay, we'll give you, like, 10% off, you and your daughter, you know, and she's like, okay, fine. You know, and then she leaves, whatever. And then she comes back, what, this Saturday? Oh my God, Cindy, I saw this weekend.
I wonder if those customers get really dramatic about things like this just because they might get a discount.
That's what I feel like everyone does. Not everyone, but every...
Like, I feel like now that I thought about it, maybe that's the reason why people are really dramatic.
Because whenever I hear these stories, I can't help but think, why do people care so much about these things? But then it's like, oh wait, maybe they're just really trying to go for a discount.
That's what, at the end of the day, yes, when you complain, the whole point is to get some sort of incentive. Like, it doesn't have to be money, but maybe listening. Maybe next
time. I never realized. Wow.
Yeah, and I finally realized why I hate people. I told you, when I first, I was like, okay, I understand her point of view too. Like, I'm so sorry, yes, she was underage, but in my mind, I'm like, yes, you are the parent. You should at least have been there, you know? You should have let us know, like, no acrylic, no this, no that. You're already cooking dip. Doing dip and doing acrylic are the same thing to your nails. You're still drilling on your nails. You're still adding a tip to your nails because you want extension. So at the end of the day, both services were still the same. They're different services, but they were going to do the same things to your nails, same damage or, you know, same process, like in terms of how your nails will be. So I'm like, I don't understand why you're mad, because you were told you wanted to do dip. So dip and acrylic, yeah, I think it's because it was a pricing, but, you know, I was like, it's the same type of thing. We're still drilling on your nails, still doing the same thing, you know? But whatever. And so she leaves. It's been like almost a month. No, Nia, a month since she's come back. And so she drives in again in her moped and she's like, oh, hey, I want my appointment with this tech. We're going to call her K. We'll just call her K. Simple. She's like, I love K. When I was here, K was good. The other guy who took care of me was shit. Like, I want K to do my service now. But again, it's a Saturday. Remember, it's a Saturday, you know, at like, I think like 3-4 o'clock, where we're like super busy, and I'm like,
yeah, I feel like if people like, I feel like if customers just want someone specific, why can't they make an appointment? I don't understand people sometimes.
Like nowadays you need to make an appointment, especially since after COVID, like a lot of a lot of businesses have been doing reservations only, or like you need a pre-plan, you know, or we're not going to take you, which I understand, because now we have to clean, we have to set up, like it's a lot. We still take walk-ins, but it's only by availability. So if we're busy and you walk in as with no appointment, you're subject to whatever schedule we have, you know? So I'm telling her, like, if you want K, like, you need to come on Thursday. And again, it's a Saturday. Yes, it's far, but she was already booked. She's off for 2 days anyways. So she's off Monday, Tuesday. And now, you know, she's booked Wednesday and she's available Thursday. And, you know, she's like kind of upset a little bit. She's like, okay, but I want a facial. So I'm like, okay. So I send my other receptionist to go talk to her. Cause I'm like, I'm tired of this bitch. Like, I'm not talking to her. I'm moving on. Like, I have other things. And then she's like, then like, I kind of overhear. She's like, how many years has your esthetician been in school? Or what school did she go to? But you know, the receptionist I hired, she doesn't know exactly. Cause she's only been here for a couple months. And you know, I mostly take, like with facials, I'm the one who takes care of it. So I understand that she didn't like know, you know? So the lady was upset. She was like, wait, so like you're working at the front desk and you don't even know what school your esthetician went to, like you're representing the business, this is unprofessional. And I'm like, then I had to step in because I'm like, okay, now you're just being annoying, like, you know. So I was like, whatever. So I step in, I'm like, okay, like what's your question? And then she asked me, I'm like, okay, let me go double check, because I kind of forgot to. So I went over there, I asked her, she went to this academy, and then I told her. She's like, okay, and how many years has she been in that academy for?
Jesus, I said, around.
Wait, what?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
That lady is so. Like, how can you just show up to, like, the sales salon and just question everything? You're not
an inspector. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm gonna, you know, I know you wanna know, because when you do a facial, you wanna make sure you get the best as you can, in a sense, you know. And so I told her 3 to 4 years, and she's like, that's it? And I'm like, okay. And you know what she said? Okay, tell me this, if this makes sense. She's like, well, I used to go to British people who had 50 years of experience. I'm like, what type of fucking esthetician has 50 years? Like, they're gonna be old as hell if you think about it.
Whenever I hear stuff like that, I just can't help but think, why don't you just go to them then? Like, I feel like if you're angry enough to like make this whole scene, why do you have to come back? Why don't you just go somewhere else? It really is that simple.
That's why I'm like, go to the fucking British people that you went to. Like, we don't want you here then. Plus, remember, I told you, she has this condition to where, like, if you touch her skin, like, you know, it can hurt her in a sense, and she can feel damage. I think, you know, I have to read more about it. But then I'm worried because I'm afraid of if my esthetician does take care of it, like, I don't want there to be any more problems either, you know? Because I haven't done a lot of research in this year. I just know, like, the general definition. So I'm afraid if we do it, something happens, you know, like, I just don't want there to be any problems. So I don't want to, because she's like, I haven't gone a facial in years. So it's like, okay, great. You know what I mean? So, like, she hasn't gone a facial. She's expecting a lot. And she should, you know, expect, because we do a good job. But with her condition too, I'm just afraid something could happen, you know? And I just don't want there too many problems. But my esthetician, like, no, she's good with recognizing faces and she would possibly do fine. But knowing already how dramatic, how crazy she is, I was like, I just don't want to add any more problems to the salon in general. And so I told her, like, yeah, like, okay, like, that's just the money year she has. And then she's like, okay, fine. Like, I want a facial and fill. And she goes, look at my hands. Like, because when you get a fill, like, you just fill in the gap. But her nail has grown out so long. Because, again, it's been like a month. And she's like, look at this. When I went to K, I taught her a trick. I showed her a trick. And look, all 10 of my fingers, none of them lifted. They all lasted me a month. Look at it. Touch it. Touch it right here. Look how smooth this is. And I look at her, I'm like, yeah, I see how smooth it is. I'm like, I'm not getting close to her. I'm like, I see it. Look, yeah, I'm like, it's very smooth. She's like, no, you need to touch it. And I go, and then I had enough. I was like, ma'am, I am not touching you. I am so sorry, but I'm not comfortable. And then she was like, okay. Then she kind of took a step back. Cause I'm like, listen, you can't force me to touch you. Especially, I've never said that to anyone. Usually if someone has like a nail thing, they're like, oh, look at this. You know, I'll look, I'll sanitize and touch, you know, just like on the top of the nail. But
yeah,
I was like
especially crazy. During COVID times and with her condition
I'm not touching you. Like, she's already crazy. Like, I don't want to, like, put my finger on her. She's like, oh my God, you harassed me, you know? That's why I was like, I'm not touching you. I'm taking my step away because I know you're a little crazy, you know? And so then she's like, put me in on Thursday then. I was like, okay, did you want in the morning or afternoon? She's like, I want it in the afternoon. I'm like, okay, would 3:30 work for you? She's like, yes, that works. And she's like, I want my facial and my fills and pedicure all in the same day. And again, with my esthetician, she only works Thursday morning, Friday morning, and all day Saturday. So I tell her, if you would like, come in the morning and I can take care of everything. No. Morning doesn't work for me. It has to be in the afternoon. I said, okay, can you come on Saturday? As of now, my esthetician has a very limited schedule due to COVID. And I told her too, like, you know, she has kids and, you know, she doesn't have a babysitter. So it's very hard for her to, you know, come into work in the evenings. So, you know, in terms of scheduling, I only have mornings and then I told her Saturday. And she's like, what was that noise? Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Not I think sure, I'm pretty sure it's on your end.
I know. I'm sorry. Oh my God. I lost my train of thought. My brother is so annoying. Okay. But oh my God, sorry for that little sidetrack. But yeah, and then she damn it, oh my God, I can't believe you let me lose my sand. Lost my
something
train of
Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah, she's like, no, like, you took advantage of my daughter last time and my pedicure, like, you need to accommodate to my service now. Like, this is so unprofessional. Like, you can't run a business like this. And she's like, you need to put me on the schedule at Thursday at 3:30. You need to get the esthetician to come to work on that day. And I literally look at her like, ma'am, I cannot control people's schedule. You know, this is a schedule that works for them. Then, you know, this is the best I could do for you. If you want everything, come on Saturday. If you want to come at different times, you know, maybe come one day on, I said, come to your fills on Thursday and then we can do Friday morning or Saturday for your facial. She's like, no, you need to put me in on Thursday now. And I was like, I'm so sorry, ma'am, but I unfortunately can't do that for you. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to contact the business bureau and, you know, I think I'm going to go to another salon. Okay. And you know me, you know what I said to her? I said, okay, ma'am, you can go ahead and contact the business bureau and there are salons here. Would you like me to get the door for you? Because again, she's on a moped, so I know it's a little hard for her to open the door. So I was like, okay. I basically told her, yeah, like, go ahead, contact them. Go to another salon and I will get the door for you. And she was shocked. You know, she looked at me like, but I'm like, I'm not even gonna try to cater to you because it's ridiculous. I can't either way. Even if I desperately wanted to, I'm not gonna go hire or get some random esthetician to come do your face, you know? So
yeah, I just, customers have to realize that employees have lives, bro. And also, I don't get it. You know, a business works like this. How can you be that person that goes, no, they have to come here at this time? What kind of audacity? You know? It's like going to McDonald's at like No, that's a bad example. Let's see. What's another?
Now it's your. But I get what you're saying, though. Like,
let's see. Imagine going to a bakery at like 4 a.m. and going, I cannot believe this. You know what I mean? And then you try to call the baker to go like make you a cupcake at like 4:30 a.m. No, you're right.
Same thing. That's like, what do you expect from us? You know, like you really think we're gonna take our time to really do that? Like, if she has kids to go pick up, she's not gonna be like, okay, I'm not gonna go pick up my kids and let me go take care of your face. You know,
yeah, it's like, I don't appreciate that she's acting like she's the only customer that you guys have.
Oh god, she's only been here once, so it's like she's some VIP type of bitch. But I was like, nope. And I was like, I've had it. You know, I was like, I'm not gonna argue. I was very calm. Usually, I overreact in my head and I go crazy. But I was like, you know what? I can't fight with you. If you want to go somewhere else, go somewhere. If you want to contact the business bureau of whatever, go ahead. They don't do anything. That essentially, the business bureau is a like professional Yelp. You know, you can post your complaints and stuff, and yeah, they'll email you or they'll mail you like a complaint you got, but that's it. You can either write back to them or you can just leave it alone, like, you know. And so I like was like, okay. And then when I said, do you still want me to get the door, she's like, you're gonna hear from them in like 3 to 4 days. And I said, okay ma'am, I'm gonna go get the door for you. I was like, I'm not having it. And then yeah, she drove away in her little moped, and then so far I haven't seen her back. But I made a note and I am never taking her again, because it's ridiculous. I'm like, I'm not gonna risk it. She's very intimidating, especially to like a lot of other receptionists, like the ones I'm training now. I don't want her to get overwhelmed. I don't want my other receptionists to freak out, like, you know. So yeah, I mean, we essentially just banned her. You know, if she wants her discount, we'll give her her money back for like the, you know, for whatever discount we would offer her, you know. But that's it. I think at the end of the day, it's like, that's the best we can do. And realistically, it's just like, you know, she can write her review, but as a client too, she's just being so difficult, you know. So it's just not worth it. I'm like, you know, yes, we want to make money, but like, if it's going to come to a point where you're going to stress everyone out and make everyone uncomfortable, then it's not worth it, you know. So good luck to her. I honestly don't know where she's going to go, because other places are either going to truly reject her for being like that, and, you know, she's going to come to where she's going to run out of salons if she keeps acting like this, you know? So, yeah. Sorry, that was a long side note, but I really want to tell you about that.
Man, with the amount of stories that you've told me over the years since your salon opened, I feel like you should make like a crazy client corner or something for this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a corner. It's just like a whole episode. it could be a series.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to like. I mean, I have a lot. I have a list too. Oh my god, we could talk about this all day. Like, there's just so many things that like, oh my god. I mean, I still have one employee, like, you know, one of my coworkers. Like, I talked to her too. I'm like, hey, we should do like a little episode on something, because she works with me, so at least she can like, she can.
That's cute. Like an employee like podcast sort of deal.
I do, and again, I tell you, she has a lot of crazy. Oh my god, I need to talk to her. This will be another segment we'll talk about, another. But yeah, like, she had like a crazy client or a crazy neighbor, and she, oh my god, her crazy neighbor found where she worked, and then she went to where we worked, and literally, just at the end of the day, she's crazy. Like, we banned her too.
Oh so, no.
Oh yeah.
You guys, yeah, is it your? I have no idea. This is just like a thing that your salon. Like, has
the
like has bad luck or something, or if the world is just that terrible?
I think it's because, remember, it's South Florida, you know, like, yeah. All the crazy people are. It's Florida in general, but
you didn't tell me North Carolina is just full of really nice people, so
it is. I mean, you still have some crazy ish people, but they're I don't know how to explain it, because I was talking to other people who do own salons too, and when they used to work at like, and like all these southern places, they have like that, you know, hospitality where like if we're running behind, they're not gonna be rude and be like, when's my next, like, when are you gonna be ready, blah 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 blah, you know.
Yeah.
Even though you shouldn't be late with them, but they won't say anything, which I find so bizarre. I was like, oh my god, like, you're not gonna, like, if it's 10 minutes, okay, don't say anything, but if it's like 30, then you should be like, hey, like, are you ready for me, you know. But they don't really say anything, you know, up there. So you know, coming back down here, I was like, wow, there's just lunatics here. That is what it is. But how's your love life? Okay, moving on from like crazy people work to like, what's like that?
Well, I feel bad. This segment's probably gonna be small. It's non-existent. Let's go. I mean, I'm like completely content with my K-pop boys.
So I'm pretty happy.
okay. Wow, what a short. I'm looking at the time and it was only like 2 seconds.
I mean, I don't think you want to listen to me talk about my K-pop boys.
That we can save for another conversation.
But, so never.
Okay, yeah, never. I mean, maybe one day, but I heard. Okay, but side note, I know they're releasing a new song.
Well, those are different K-pop boys. But oh, yeah. Wait,
you don't like them anymore?
Oh no, I do. I'll always like them. I just, you know, I got another group, you know, who stole my heart and whatever.
Oh my goodness. Okay, understand. But yeah, the other one we're talking about, they're releasing a song soon, I think, so.
Yes, May 21st.
Wait, is it going to be English or is it going to be in Korean?
It's going to be in English. It's definitely going to be a bop. You can just tell.
I'm excited because, again, when they release English music, they have the chance to succeed, you know, in the market, in the U.S. market, you know?
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Like, hopefully yes. It's like the other song.
Well, true, but like to be fair, they released an album for the first, like, you know, English hit. So, and it also did pretty well. It got like a number one of the Hot 100 or something.
Right? Yeah.
So I guess like it doesn't matter whether it's in English or in Korean. But I feel like with, you know, because it's in English, definitely more radio play, you know, and stuff like that. It'll probably be used in like every commercial ever.
I know. I see them on YouTube for the Samsung phone. I'm like, oh my god, that's all I see from them now. But
yeah,
I'm excited.
But, hey, well, Samsung is from Korea, so they gotta.
That makes sense. But it's like, I'm excited because it's like I feel. I mean, again, you guys have such a strong fan base to where like no matter what song they release, they will chart some way. You know, maybe not a long.
Is there a reason why we're not saying their name?
I don't know. I thought you weren't saying it. Okay, it's BTS. Okay, I'm looking glad. But yeah, like
I'm a fan of Tomorrow by Together. So listeners, you know, if you're into K-pop, you should listen. You should stream Tomorrow by Together. Their comeback is on. Their comeback is on May 31st.
Wait. Why are they all releasing the same or like around the same time? I'm kind
of surprised. I have no idea. It's like a thing. A lot of people on Twitter are like, why is everyone releasing in May?
BB Rexha is releasing an album.
I think it's just because, you know, summer is starting. You want your big summer pop, you know?
It makes sense, but it's like, oh my god. You know,
it's very risky because I feel like if you're around like BTS, you're probably going to get obliterated.
Oh yeah, I mean in sales they will, especially if they're releasing an English song like Dynamite. It blew out the waters because, you know, like they have fans who will buy the song, they have fans who will stream it, and now they can like hit the general public in terms of like
it's a bit sad like charts wise for like other groups, but of course other groups, they have their own fans that they want to, you know, give back to, you know. So it's like, of course they're gonna release things. It's just more like, how can you compete with the biggest band in the world? By the end of the day, it doesn't take away other artists' like, artistry. But it's a bit of a shame, like timing-wise, that they won't get as much spotlight.
Because my thing too is like, even though you're not as big, or even like BB Rexha, like yes, like out of her album, I think it's called like Sacrifice or whatever. Like there hasn't been a single that's done well. But again, she's not releasing to be like worldwide.
Are you a BB Rexha's like stan or a fan?
No. I'm not. I mean, I like to listen to the music, but you know, I'm very selective on her
songs.
Did
you know BB Rexha has made a lot of, I don't know about a lot, but she made like a really huge K-pop hit back in the day.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. So I'm also this big fan of another group called SHINee. And they had a hit called Lucifer in like 2010. She's the one who wrote it, but like, of course, because it's a K-pop song, they kind of took her song and kind of just wrote everything in Korean. I'm not sure if the lyrics are a direct translation or if they kind of just did their own interpretation of it, but yeah, it's essentially her song. And I love the little English parts. It goes like, let's see, oh, I forgot, Robotronic something.
okay.
And I'm just saying, it feels very BB if she wrote that part, but yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, her lyrics are very fun too. But yeah, I'm surprised, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know she's releasing, and I'm like, I love her as an artist too, because yes, she has some good music. There's Sabotage, I love that song, it's such a great song. But it's like she's releasing in March when other people are releasing, and I want, even though she's not gonna have like a commercial success, I at least want people to hear it, you know. And so
I feel like Baby Rexha, she's kind of, she's like a somewhat of a household name, not really. I don't know, I feel like people know her name.
But like they'll probably just know Meant to Be was like her biggest hit ever.
It is really crazy how like I just completely missed that. Apparently it's like the biggest smash hit. She got like a diamond
certification. That's not easy to get either.
Yeah, can't believe I totally just missed that wave. Like I've just been out of touch with Western pop.
Oh my god.
Ever since my K-pop hole. So.
I mean, I'm missing much, honestly, but
yeah,
those songs definitely.
I miss the days of just constant back-to-back iconic pop girls.
I know, but nowadays
it's alright. At least T-Swift is still going strong.
I know. I mean, I'm happy. I mean, Fearless is not my favorite album. Like, listen to Rewind.
Fearless is my. I love Fearless. I love the Fearless album. Speak Now, and what was it? Evermore.
Oh, I do love Lover too.
Oh, I mean, oh yeah, Evermore is good. Oh my god, the Folklore, I don't know, I've been feeling
that. I can't believe I was all like, Folklore is the better album, it's more cohesive, but like, no, Evermore just has better songs. I'm pretty sure that's the general consensus.
But I do like, the thing is, like, if I ever want to like go back and listen to an album as a whole, I definitely go back to Folklore, just because
I'm going back to Evermore simply because I remember. Like what each song sounds like.
I think a little mixed up.
We know like the one is incredible. I like August. Betty. Exile.
Yes. Exile is superior.
But it's kind of blurry to me. I don't remember what the others sound like. I don't like Cardigan though. I do not.
Really? I mean, it's cute. I think out of all the singles she had to pick, I think maybe the one should have been a better lead single, or even Exile.
I mean, doesn't T-Swift have that terrible record of like picking like the first song?
Oh yeah.
Like every album.
Even like in general, like Fearless, the Taylor version, like Mr. Perfectly Fine was doing so well everywhere, like charts, and like she's like not sending it to radio, like she's not giving the effort to like let that song succeed. So it's like, you know, as an artist, she's probably like, whatever, you know, I'm just here to release my art. But it's like, if you know you can have that success, even just a little, like, why not just barely, like, you just have to lift a pinky.
I don't know. I just think, like, I feel like when you reach an age, Taylor's around, like, what, 30 something?
Yeah, she's 30. Yeah,
I feel like she wouldn't want to push something short, like, 15. I feel like as an artist, I wouldn't want to like look through my old things and be like, hey world, look at this, I wrote this.
Yeah, like 15 years ago. Okay, no, you're right, I do get that.
I just feel like there's just some, and I feel like that's just not who she is anymore, like even that style of writing, you know.
Yeah,
her lyrics were so good, but it's interesting how simply different they are. You can really tell how young she was.
Oh yeah, I mean, there are some songs that I like have liked, you know. Mostly the songs that you like from the album are from The Vault, sadly. I mean, because I wish I could like her like main work, you know, before The Vault, but it's like, I don't know.
How dare you? Do you not like White Horse?
That's
the iconic White Horse.
I mean, I know everyone's like that song and blah blah blah, but like to me, it's like it's so, I don't know. I remember
listening to that album like on YouTube in the car, and I had to manually like keep replaying it.
Maybe I'll go back to it, but it's just right now she's just too many music has been kind of out, you know. Olivia Rodrigo, I'm excited for, is releasing her album. So like everyone.
Did you like Deja Vu? Is that the song?
I do. Oh, do you like it? I love it. It's good.
I don't remember. I only played it once. I think her voice is just not my taste, but I'm really happy for her and her success. It's really hard to get out of the Disney mold, but I'm happy she's like killing it. Because I feel like the new generation needs like iconic pop girls too.
Oh yeah, I mean now they have Billie as one, you know. Oh, you know, she released her new song and she's coming out with an album too. I'm like, damn, this girl has not stopped, you know. She's just releasing music like left and right. An album,
really? Hasn't it been forever since her last album?
I thought it was like 2019 2018, I think.
Yeah, well to me that's forever.
I guess because she's been releasing music after, so it's felt like she's never left, you know, in that sense.
I feel happy though. I just feel like pop has been really boring lately, you know? Like, let's see. We got a Taylor, we got an Ariana. Who else is there that's like Selena, still relevant? Still relevant.
This is called the Rare Podcast, girl. So we have to mention Selena. Yeah, she is. Oh my God, but you know what she's been doing though? Like, she's booked and busy too. Oh my God.
Music wise?
No, acting. She's been like signed for like 4 roles. And
we are talking about the pop world.
Okay,
dear the Rare Podcast listeners, I'm a very neutral Selena person.
Oh my God, you're only talking to like 6 listeners though.
As in, Revival was like one of my most top listened to albums of like 2015. Rare was just the biggest slap to the face I've ever heard.
No, it was just okay, she just handled this very rarely. You know, I think she was just like, going for that.
Like, imagine releasing the most safest, blandest thing you can ever imagine and naming it Rare. Wow.
Okay, we're going to have another episode on this because right now we're not talking about this. About what?
Selena stans can hate me all they want. So at the end of the day, my name is just a girl.
So, unless I put your Twitter at, I'll be like, oh my God.
And also, I'm pretty objective towards her, I think. Of course, like, I like her when she's good. I don't like her when she disappoints me, like a regular person.
No, it's not true.
Brainwashed as a Selenator.
Okay, I'm just a fan. You know, you gotta respect. I gotta be a little bit biased, but I do respect your opinion. And you know, it's true. I think when I talked about my first episode, or when I
just know you don't care about Rare.
It's a cute pop. It's like to me, it reminds me of Evermore. It's like it has good like singles. There's some good songs in there that I love from her, like all time favorite. But yeah, as an album, I'm like, could have been a little better. You know, I think there could have been.
Where's the feeling? Where's the emotions? It just felt like its cover, you know, just very gray. It felt static to me. It's like, but like you said, this is not the episode for that. So
yes, we will have this discussion and maybe a couple episodes, you know, when I'm ready.
what are you gonna title this episode, my friend?
I think I'm just gonna put like life update, like random stuff, like college, and because so far we've talked. Okay, before I know it's like two. Before we go, I do want to talk about like my boy problems and just what I'm going through. But yeah, like I would title that just like life update, college, pop music, and then just boys, you know.
Title, girl hating on Selena Gomez.
No, I'm not gonna say that. I can't. There are Selena stans that listen to this. I've been trying to promote it too. I'm like, hey Twitter, like listen to my podcast. Or like
when they have, like, oh gosh, I hope they don't.
They're gonna
hate
come at
me. Or whatever. At the end of the day, I'm just girl. I'm not a being. They can't find me. I'm not sure they do.
Oh my God, watch them find your Twitter app for some reason. They're going to be like, oh, maybe because he follows this. Maybe it's this girl.
they find the one K-pop boy follow.
Exactly. Your neck is over for you.
well, it's okay because my name isn't on there.
Okay,
I don't tweet anything. And it's like locked.
Yeah, honestly, just put your account private because if they come after you, they're definitely going to like.
Yeah, attack. it's private. And I literally only retweeted like 2 things.
Okay, true. Okay, so usually okay. But yeah, but
I don't exist on the internet.
That's what I'm trying to do too. I'm like, I want to make this popular, but I also want to keep this low key because I'm like, I just like doing this for fun, you know? And
yeah,
it's like,
I think it's nice when it's like you get a small following because it's fun when people like react to what you're saying.
You know?
But also if it's too big, it's not fun because you always have to feel like you have to like censor yourself.
Oh yeah, I know. That's not, you know, especially now, like I see all these big like celebrities, even like streamers or things like that, where like they say one small thing that they didn't even mean and they get canceled, and I see them crying on stream or crying in a YouTube video for like something so stupid, and I'm like,
yeah, I just feel like if you want to go big, then the podcast has to be about something like less personal, you know what I mean? But if it's something like really chill, like life updates and stuff, I feel like it should be small. But if it's something like let's talk about the history of blah blah blah, then that could be something big if you'd like it.
People have that. Like honestly, I'm just here to just talk and kind of like de-stress, vent, and you just talk about shit, you know, and just let myself get loose, you know. So
yeah.
I mean, it's fun. Honestly, I've like, even though I was talking to them, I've enjoyed it. I think it's just fun to do. Yes, you post it. People are going to listen to it. But it's like, it's, I want people to relate to, you know? Like, I want people to understand, like, there are people like us, you know, out there in a way, you know?
Yeah, that's the beauty of content creation. So,
yeah, so I mean, I don't expect this to be big. I don't expect people to maybe listen to the whole thing exactly. But you know what? I'm doing it for us. I'm doing it for me. I just want to have fun.
Yeah, you know? I'm having a good time too. So, oh, yeah. Let's close off with your. Boy problems. Speaking of boy problems, did you listen to Carly Rae Jepsen's Boy Problems from her album Emotion?
No, I heard it's a really good album. I don't know.
I've never heard of Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion? I can't believe we never talked about it. It's the best album of pop albums.
That's what everyone says, which is really reviews. But I feel bad that she's not like well known, especially for her writing and production skills as a pop artist. But
that's
like,
all right. She has that super passionate cult following. You know?
Oh yeah, and she has that little group. But I mean, everyone's just gonna know her from Call Me Maybe, and that's it. You know, like I don't think anyone's really gonna like know any other hit from her. Yeah. Sadly.
Yeah.
But. You know,
that's okay.
Really...
I feel like she's still pretty relevant in her own little sphere. Yeah. And that's still valid. You know, you don't have to be some ultra smash hit.
No, you don't. Know? I mean, I think it's good too, because she's right. Like, she is recognized in the, like, music critics stuff
yeah.
like that.
Like, and I feel like... Yeah, definitely. And I feel like the Call Me Maybe people, I feel like, at the end of the day, as years pass and the hate has subsided, people understand that it was a pretty catchy, like... It was a good, catchy song.
Such a good song. I mean, even back in the day,
Dude, it was so fun. I remember the days of sixth grade, everyone in gym would just sing it.
That's what I'm saying. I just wish we had that type of pop music now, you know, where it's just like upbeat.
I know. Everything's more R&B these days, which is valid, but it's just, as a bubblegum pop lover, it kind of hurts my soul a little bit. Because we haven't had that type of music in a while. What happened to, you know, it's Friday night, you know?
Yeah, no, I think, but everyone is like gearing away from that, you know? I think it's
that
just the time.
It's so sad.
It is, no, I'm it's upsetting because it's like, I just want to talk about
BTS's Butter
will do
the job. Especially because summer bop season is coming.
Oh yes, it is. I think this is the time to release it, because when May, you know, when we're done with May, then it's June, and then that's kind of officially where I think Billboard too, like, we'll start counting songs as summer songs or things like that, you know? So we'll see. I mean, a lot of people do release, I see why, at this time. So when they do have longevity or they do release, like, it's supposed to carry on through the summer and hopefully during the fall, you know? Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. It makes sense. I see why everyone's releasing. I just want some more, like, I mean, there's a lot of songs that are really sad and depressing, you know? I'm just like, even though they're like bop, technically, like they're pop songs, I just want like a really just fun song, you know, that's like something stupid.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. Hopefully this year, you know, is that year of like some sort of bubblegum pop, or even just something that's not just
summer,
like...
Summer is just a great excuse to have fun in a really sad time.
Oh yeah, so we'll see. But speaking again of sad times, let's close off about my boy problems.
You wouldn't have boy problems if you just became a K-pop stan like me.
No, I'm so sorry, girl. I can't ever become a K-pop stan. And you know that.
Whatever, you were like low-key into Blackpink.
Okay, they're good though. I'm not gonna lie, I still listen to their album. I mean, they only have like, what, six songs? So it's
LMAO. Don't they have more now after the album?
No, they don't. They have individual, like, I know Rose released, like, a song, which
Rose,
I listened to.
Her name is Rose.
Oh, Rose, sorry. But yes, Rose, like, I listened to her song, On the Ground and Gone, which is good, you know? I like that they're English, because, like, I can, like, understand. But yeah, like, I know she released, I know Lisa is releasing something too.
Really?
Like,
even I didn't know that.
And yeah, I think she was in a magazine, and like Vogue Thai or something. And you know, they're like, yeah, she's releasing music soon. So I'm like, okay, like they're all kind of still doing their thing in a sense, but they're going to come back together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So good for them. But yeah, I like their album. The album is good. And plus, I have Selena Gomez, Ice Cream, best collaboration of the century. I'm just kidding. I even can't keep those things.
Gosh. The way that could have been so good, but it was just so bad. It's really funny.
Yeah, and I mean, let's just We'll save that for another conversation. I was gonna tell you. Okay, so you know, okay, we're not gonna call him by his real name. We'll call him Sunset. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Right? It's the opposite.
Huh?
Sunset, you know the guy?
Have you talked about him before?
No.
In our phone calls? Oh.
Yes, Sunset? You remember the guy with the square head?
I don't recall. I remember square head guy, but I don't remember the stories affiliated with him.
No, that's his name. His name is the opposite of Sunset. The whole point was, okay, I was trying to be discreet.
Oh
my goodness.
No, I don't get it. When you said sunset, I'm like, what? What's the opposite of sunset? Moon high? I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Okay, but I'm glad you're using with London College, and we're going to play some couple of thoughts. And, you know.
But yes, the Rare Podcast listeners. Disclaimer, after like an hour of talking, I'm a really dumb person. I don't anything.
No, it's okay. We're all the same way. Oh my god. But yeah, so him. Okay, so like the weirdest thing is like, I just don't think it's meant to be. You know what I realized? I just realized that.
Is he the guy that really likes you?
No, remember he's a guy that's Asian and like he's a family of mine. He's like my cousin's friend.
That guy who's like really dry to like over text.
Yeah, but we don't talk at all much. I only texted him because I was like, oh, like we should hang out. I'm new to the area. I'm like, let's be friends.
He's the one that's like a year younger than us, right?
Yeah. He's the guy that like drinks a lot.
Wow, I totally forgot his name. Yes, man.
But now you know, but
Sunset.
He's a guy that like is good looking, good body, but obviously he's out like in the closet, which is fine.
No. I totally like remember what you're talking about. I don't understand how the opposite of Sunset is his name.
Oh yes. I mean, everyone probably caught on. I can even just say his real name and everyone should know. But let me know.
It's okay. We'll text it to me after.
No, I'm not gonna say it. But they'll use their brains too and think. But yeah, so I mean the thing is too, like my cousin, she was like, oh yeah, before she opens her own shop.
I remember his name now.
Oh my goodness.
What do you mean that's the opposite of Sunset? Isn't it?
You know when the thing in the air, the sun in the morning, you know? And then sunset is like the opposite.
I'm gonna take a gamble and say that I think you're thinking of something else. I don't think his name means anything. I think it's just a name.
Okay, I'll tell you after we're done with this. Okay, we're talking about Sunset regardless. But with him, okay, little backstory, he's just still in the closet, which is fine, you know? And the thing is, he's like, I understand, like, he's the, like, only, like, what's the word? I think he's the only child, from what I know. And so, again, you have to understand, like, being, like, a gay son, only child, like, for him, you know, it's a lot of pressure, you know, especially when you're the only child and his mind, like, he can't continue the family traditions and things like that, you know. And so I get it, because it's like, now you worry about, like, okay, like, how you're going to carry on offsprings, carry your values, carry all of that stuff, you know. And I'm like, okay, I understand the pressure that has, but it's too late. It's not like you can go ahead and just become straight and do all that stuff and, you know, just change the way you are, you know, you just can't. So it's gonna come to him eventually. I mean, he's just gonna have to take his time and whatever. That's why I'm not pushing it. I just asked him to hang out as a friend just to make him comfortable, because, you know, I want him to know that I'm kind of there for him, because, you know, he knows that, you know, I'm out. And so if he ever needed me, I just want him to understand, like, I'll be there, because I understand how everything feels of coming out in the process. Like, it's not easy and things like that. So I'm not trying to get close to him in that sense, but I do want to, like, try to talk, even just friends. Let's say we're not meant to be, because he's a very, like, bougie guy. Like, he's, like, very, like, how do you say that? I don't know. I can't say it in Vietnamese. I don't think anyone's going to understand. But he's, like, very fancy, posh, you know? He wants to have that appearance. He wants to have that.
Lutzen?
Huh?
Lutzen?
Wait, you said sin?
Is it Lutzen? Like, is that the word that you're looking for?
Oh, no. Do? You know, do?
Nope.
Like, do? It's like being like, do you envy me? Because they say it to me sometimes too, but it's like, oh my god, like fancy, like, oh, like you need to, like, you dress super clean, you like wear like the most bougie stuff, you know, like, you're, like, fancy in that sense in Vietnamese. So that's what he kind of is. I mean, when he takes pictures, he's like so into himself, which is fine. Like, he knows he's good looking, he has a good ass body, like, you know, show off a little, you know. But for me, I don't know, it's like a lot. Sometimes I get intimidated just because I'm insecure and I'm like, oh my god, my body is shit, and I'm like, oh my god, you know. And so, like, to see him, like, I just can't picture us as a couple right now, you know, because it's like,
you know what they say about social media and how people always present themselves at their best selves.
It is fine. I mean, I
like,
don't,
like, what do you know, maybe he's like completely miserable, like, offline, wearing, like,
I think so. No, I
baggy shirts or something. But that's not miserable. But that's not miserable to me. I wear that all the time.
Oh, I mean, well, you know. But again, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not like, I'm not trying to like hit him on or like try for him. But like, you know, my cousin again tries to invite me to events. Everyone knows. Everyone in the friend group's like, oh, like, he's gonna be over. Like, you should go talk to him, or, you know, like, oh, you should bring them both over, because they kind of want to put us together in a sense. The only reason why, like, even though I really wanted to, I'm not gonna like try to push it, because it's like, he's not out, one, and two, I'm not gonna handle someone who's in the closet either, because it's a lot on me. Like, I'm ready out, I'm ready to like just be myself. Like, I'm not gonna like the other person.
Yeah, I feel like at the end of the day, it's up to him, you know, and like to like, because people shouldn't push him if he's not ready.
And
you know, and you deserve someone who is ready. So
definitely, thank you. Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. That's why I'm like, you know, I think his time is when his time is ready, you know. If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. But yeah, like, I was supposed to meet up with, not meet up with him, but like my cousin invited me to like this boat thing. And he was gonna be there, and she's like, you better go. And I was like so excited, because I'm like, oh my god, I just got my hair cut, like, I look fresh, I look clean. Like, he's gonna be like, oh my god, like, he's gonna see what he's missing, you know. I wanted to give him that. I was like, you know, like, dress nice and stuff. But yeah, I didn't go because my dad was being such a bitch to me. So because he was going on the boat trip, and so like we got into an argument basically. I'll make it real quick, but like we had 2 years. Like, my salon opened exactly 2 years on Saturday 2 weeks ago. And so we were very happy because it's like we've done a lot in 2 years. We celebrate at my house. And so obviously with the big, not big, big party, but with just our staff, you know, like, they, everyone went home at like 11 o'clock. And, you know, I was like, okay, like, it's, I have the boat thing tomorrow morning. But I was like, okay, my mom is working the next day. I don't want to leave the house a mess. You know, like, if she's going to be working all day, I want to at least do a favor and like clean up for her, you know what I mean? So I go ahead and I like, it was like, okay, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, but I will go take the time now and like clean up, you know. And so yeah, like, I'm like cleaning, I'm listening to music, because you know what, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, so it's like you can't expect me to like you know, like, just not have music on and like, you know, just work or like clean up the whole house at like 1 in the morning. I find some music, I listen to my headphones, and then I was talking to like one of my dad's friends. He was saying something simple. We were just having a normal conversation, but I guess we were both miscommunicating or like not understanding each other. And so like my dad like got upset because it's like he saw I had headphones on and correlated with I'm not listening. So even though I was listening, it's just I had my music on at low, you know.
Yeah. I do that too.
So then he like grabs my, but he's like kind of drunk. So I'm like, I was mad at the moment, but like after I thought about it, I was like, okay, it's fine, whatever. But yeah, he like grabbed my headphones. I don't think he meant to do it, but he should have at least told me that. And so like he like grabbed my headphones and moved it, but then he threw it on the floor. And these headphones are like $200-something, girl. Like, they're not cheap. Like, almost $300. And I was like furious, because I was like, why'd you do that for? You know? And then he was like, just shut up. And then I was so mad, because I was like, okay, like, you know, I'm gonna apologize. Like, I told him too, I'm like, you know, this is expensive. Like, do you want me to throw your phone? You know, like, it's not fair that you just do that. And he just drunk, like, then, okay, just shut up. And then he just like leaves. And then no, he like walks away for a second. And then I'm like, I'm not even cleaning. I just left. I went to my room and I slept. Because I was like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. So the next morning he like knocks on my door and I don't answer, and he was like, oh, are you, like, he's like, get up. And I was like, no, I'm ignoring you, I'm not going. I was so mad. I told my cousin and I explained everything to her too, and she's like, are you sure? Like, oh, it's gonna be sad that you're not coming. But it's like, you know what, yes, Dawn's gonna be there. It's like, the sunset is gonna be there, but like, you know, I'm
you can always edit that part out.
Yes, yes, sunset, sunset, sunset. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not worth it because
no, like, no, I'm sorry that happened. That's so frustrating and terrible of your dad. Yeah. So I mean, like, I feel like my mood would be ruined too. I wouldn't want to go on a boat with him, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yes, we're gonna go in two different groups, but in my mind, I'm like,
and it's not like a boy's gonna cheer you up, you know what I mean?
That I know, you know, it's like, that's exactly, I'm like, you know, I don't want to go be upset and then cause a scene or anything. So I was like, if I don't go, at least I know he's gonna be far away from me for a little while and I have time to just focus on myself. Mm-hmm. So is what it is. Again, I'm not, I don't regret not going. Yes, the guy was there, but it's like, it is what it is, you know, it's like, ugh. But yeah, so it's like,
he has he's like super dry anyway. You know, I'm a sunset hater.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like the sun.
Dear Rare Podcast listeners, I hate every one of Kevin's boy toys. But in my defense, he also hates all of my K-pop boys.
Exactly. Okay, it's just stupid. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It didn't work out, you know, and I'm like, not mad. I'm just upset I couldn't go because I haven't been to the beach in forever. But I was like, you know what? Maybe it's not meant to be, you know? And so what else happened? And so, yeah, and then we even had another chance to meet each other. Like, a couple of days later, my cousin's like, oh, I'm going to my friend's house and they're doing a little get together. They want you to come, you know? And I'm like, okay, cool. That's great. I'll come over. And then before I went, though, or I was going to go, I was drinking with my mom at like a little Mexican restaurant. And then, yeah, I got a little tipsy and I just couldn't drive. So I was home like half asleep, a little drunk. Nice. And so I was like, my mom's like, I was like, Mom, I am coming. And she's like, no, you are staying your ass home. You're not going anywhere. And yeah, and I was like, no, I want to go. I need to go see my sunset, you know, like I want to miss this opportunity. And she's like, nope, you're not going. And yeah, she didn't let me go. And so I was upset. And so that's not working out. What was it? Dating app wise, no one has worked out. Talked to a couple people. And then they like just
go. Have you heard of this app called Coffee Meets Bagel?
Yeah, I have that. I have everything. That didn't work out either.
I wondered about it because I'm like, what a nice name.
Yeah, what a nice name, but what a terrible app. So really? It's so bad. Oh my God.
I heard it was like anti-swipe and something else.
In a sense, but no one's on it. That's the issue. Since there's no one on it, it makes it so hard to have people, you know, to talk to. So it is what it is. I think.
What's your favorite dating app so far?
I like Hinge. Hinge is very...
Ooh, they have really good commercials.
Yeah, it's cool. Honestly, no swiping. You just, you talk, and it's a great app. And I'm actually, I was going to tell you, I'm like, I just started talking to someone on there. I liked one of his, you have to pick three pictures, and at least three quotes, like something. You could be like, my greatest strength is blank. And like, you know, three random things you can add. And he's like, oh, like, we'll get along if you have a sweet tooth, something like that. And I was like, oh my God, like, I love sweets.
Me, so, I hate sweets.
Oh my God, okay. But that's what I'm saying, like, a match between us. So I was like, okay, cute. And then, like, I didn't hear for it. I matched him, like, a couple of days ago, and I didn't get anything because I was like, whatever, I didn't think of it. You know, I was like, okay, if he doesn't match, he doesn't match, you know. But then he matched me, and then he was like, oh, like, what's your favorite? Like, do you like fruit candies or chocolate candies? I was like, ew, who the hell likes
fruit candies?
What? Girl, they're nasty. No, chocolate candies.
What the?
Oh my goodness.
Chocolate is so... Don't you get tired of it after, like, one bite?
No. Oh my God, girl. Aren't you, like, bored of, like, fruit candies? Aren't they just, like, terribly boring and untasteful, you know?
What do you mean boring? There's a billion fruit flavors.
No, they suck. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, you know what? Okay, sorry.
Are you going to have it, like... Oh yeah, continue. What?
No, I'll say we should do like a little like episode two of like things we disagree on. Oh my God, we have so many.
I don't think we agree on anything.
Honestly. Oh my God, how are you friends? It's so funny.
Man.
But yeah, I'm like, you know, and he's like, I told him, I'm like, I like chocolate candy. He's like, oh, good choice. And we've been talking so far. I mean, it's only been a day, but like, it's been
chocolate candies are all the freaking same. The only thing that's different is the texture. Aren't the flavors the same?
The difference. Kit Kat, Snickers, oh my god, Almond Joy, like Reese's, like, oh my god, they're
so
good.
I can't believe you call it flake. You know, you can like make fun of fruit candy, but out of all things to make fun of, you said it was boring with all the different flavors.
Okay, I mean, the taste is
there's like OG like fruit flavors like cherry and like lemon and stuff, but then there's like tropical flavors like mango and stuff. Did you hear about the mango Pepsi? I'm very curious about that.
What the fuck? No. Oh, I want to try that. I mean, just a try. I'm not saying I'm
gonna. Yeah, definitely. I really want to try what was it? The orange cream root beer or something?
What the hell?
Or was that Coke? But yeah, I started to see this like mango flavored Pepsi in these YouTube commercials.
Oh damn. Okay, well maybe if I see them I should give them a try. Why not, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good thing we weren't famous, or else like I feel like we might get like punished for naming all these brands.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be like the fuck.
We're not promoting anything, we're just disagreeing on everything. So therefore our opinions are neutral. because we cancel each other out.
Oh my, yes, and we're only talking to like 6 people, as I tell you. So,
woo!
That's a good name.
Six people? That's pretty good. Nice
I
job.
I think so, right? I think it's 6. I mean, hey, you know what? It's a start. It's a start.
No,
so,
that's pretty hella good for someone who's not consistent yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I'm going to. Girl, we need to do more episodes. It's fun. So,
Okay, let's see if they like me first.
I know, we get comments like, don't put a girl in this podcast anymore.
That girl is a K-pop stan. Get her out of here.
Oh my god, I know. But I'm like, she's a flop. And I'm like, yeah, but she's my friend, you know.
Man. You know.
But almost done with it. But yeah, he's like, we should get some ice cream sometime. And he lives in Miami. So I'm like, oh my god. He's cute. I'm going to send you a picture later.
Okay.
I think he's like 20, he's like 5'10". He has an innocent face though. Like he has that like cute boy face. I usually like a guy with like that, like I like older men, you know. Like,
ooh,
I like
another older thing we disagree on. Let's go.
I know. Oh my god. But yeah. Oh my god, give me 1 second. I'm like gonna cough. Oh my gosh.
Wait, now that I realize what I said, what I said disagree on, not that like I'm like exclusively, yeah, I want younger men. I meant more the innocent disclaimer.
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But yeah, so we're gonna see how things go. I just started talking today, but it's like going so far. Like we had a whole conversation about like desserts. Like he loves Cheesecake Factory, cheesecakes.
That's awesome, because you're really into like cooking and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I feel like someone who likes to talk about food is really nice.
Okay, so since he lives in Miami and I live so a little bit far, I live like an hour away from Miami. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, maybe we can meet halfway, go to like, you know, like arcade and then get some, because I know this place where it has an arcade.
Dude, an arcade date is so cute. I love the
right?
arcade.
Oh my
like,
god, that's
I,
what I'm thinking.
Like, I hate going out. The arcades are the best. And movie theaters. But, you know,
they have a movie theater there too.
But it's not as fun anymore in these times.
I don't know how it is now with like arcades, because you're touching everything. I'm assuming it's okay. You just have to sanitize when you're done.
Yeah, and I guess only a few people at a time, maybe.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But I'm excited. I'm thinking about doing that. Like, if we do hang out, I'm like, hey, let's go to the arcade. Let's go, because there's a Cheesecake Factory there too. So I'm like, okay, arcade, Cheesecake Factory, get some dessert, get some ice cream, just chill and talk. I'm just glad he's taller than me. I like guys that are taller. And plus, he's cute. He just has a more innocent face, which I'm like, okay, it's cute. You know, like, he's a cute guy. I would prefer
an innocent, pretty boy.
I mean, it's okay. But yeah, I think he works as a barista at Starbucks, and he goes to school up north. So.
A barista? That is so amazing. Like, you're literally in a Wattpad story.
The more we do these podcasts, I'm gonna keep you updated. We'll see how things go.
For our disagreement podcast, let's make it a whole debate.
Honestly, I'm gonna like later on when I just get some notes and see what we disagree on, because I know there's a lot that we do disagree on.
It's so funny.
But yeah,
it's funny because we constantly like work together on so many things, but we just do not agree.
I know, it's so crazy how things like that. But you know what?
But to be fair, we're good at compromising though. We're not like stubborn to like be like,
no, yeah,
you are completely wrong.
No, but I appreciate that. You know, it's like we both have a lot of things we disagree on, but at the end of the day, we're like, you know what? Okay, that's your opinion. That's my opinion. Like, it's we can be halfway, you know what I mean? Or we can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate that we can do that. You know, again, I don't think a lot of people can have that relationship and be like 100% like okay with it. Because you can be tough love. You're like, okay, well, this isn't that. I'm like, no, you're right. Like, you know, I might not agree like 101%, but I'm going to take what you said and take that into consideration because it's true. There are things I'm like, okay, you know, things like that. So yeah, definitely in terms of opinions and things like that, we do disagree, but we do agree, you know, disagree to disagree or agree to disagree. Or is it the other way?
Yeah, we agree to disagree.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because at the end of the day, these things that we think about, it's not like that personal that we get up angry over it, you know what I mean? Because it's like there's so many things that we don't know about the world, you know? And I feel like we should constantly learn from each other. You know?
I do agree because we both come from different backgrounds too. Okay, before we end it, I do want to say that because you remember like you like what was it? We just have different lifestyles, you know? So it's so crazy the different things that we do, but we again can like relate in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Next time, like when we do that, if we are gonna do the whole disagreement thing or just like a debate, maybe a debate sounds better. It can just be like, it can just be like things like we would like talk about like some certain topic, like okay, what's the best thing to do on like a Friday night or something?
I'm gonna find a website because there are websites I don't feel like things to agree to disagree on, and they should have a lot, and then we'll just go through the topics.
What's the best Pokemon starter?
Okay.
It's Mudkip.
I don't fully disagree with you on that.
Really? Isn't the general consensus Mudkip because Mudkip is both adorable yet strong?
No, but I love Treecko. Treecko is
coming soon.
A lot of disagreements.
I'm generally shocked because I mentioned it because I thought we would agree.
No, I mean, Mudkip is, that's what I'm saying. I don't fully disagree with you, but it's not like my first choice. Maybe like my top choice.
What's the final evolution of Treecko's?
Sceptile.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Hoenn stan. Like Johto. Sceptile. Does he have a secondary type?
No, he's just a pure grass, you know, the best type.
Did he say grass is the best type?
Yeah, it's like amazing. I love grass.
I don't disagree with you. I do like grass types.
See, there we go. Agree to disagree.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
Mudkip is the best, but I would say my favorite is Bulbasaur.
Really? Bulbasaur. I don't know. It's like...
Bulbasaur has a great personality, okay? And he's a dinosaur. That's really awesome.
It's just because they've been so oversaturated. Think about how many of the Kanto stars we've seen over and over and over and over.
Remember back when Charizard used to be cool?
Yeah, now you can find it anywhere. Like, all these Pokemon...
Same with Eevees.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Back then it was so rare.
I know. I mean,
but
again,
anyway, coming soon.
I know there's so many. I'm gonna make a list, but yeah, that's a good topic. I have a list we should do. Okay, that will be our that'll be our next thing to talk about. But wait, when are you going back to school?
2 weeks, and then I have online school. But if you mean fall, I'm not sure. Probably late August.
Oh no, same. Okay, girl, we have time. We can cramp in like a couple more episodes, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just more like as opposed to like a phone call, we can just do this.
That's what I'm saying. Same thing, girl. And plus, if I make money off it, I'll give you something.
But
I
don't think it'll do.
Oh my god.
But I hope editing this won't be a problem.
Girl, I think I'm just gonna keep it like this. I'm so lazy to go back. I mean, I think it should be okay, you know, like realistically, like, you know, because the whole point of a podcast too is to be organic. Like, you don't want to edit too much.
I know. I just think it's just like the way I talk. I fumble with my words a lot. Like, you know, it's okay.
No. Actually, I thought I fumbled a lot too, but I'm like, okay, but it's a podcast, it's normal. Like, I've seen podcasts where they just talk, there's no editing, it's just natural conversation, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think if we do, I mean, obviously moving forward, we should.
It's okay if I mess up. I am just a girl. My name is not affiliated with this podcast.
Yes, we're all just human. It's okay. But it is what it is. Okay, but yeah. I think I'm gonna have to go too. I need to like actually get work stuff ready, you know. Mm-hmm, but I just wanna say too, since it's been like 3 weeks to a month, like it was great talking to you today.
Yeah, it was great talking to you too. You know, even if we don't talk to each other in forever, when we always reunite, it's never awkward. Like ever. I'm really grateful, so.
Oh yeah, but we'll see. I mean, since you have time now and I have time, we could probably do a couple more, you know, just for the fun of it too.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, okay, let me. Hey girl, it was great talking to you today. Yes, this concludes the episode of the Rare Podcast with my friend, girl. And yes, it was great talking to you and hopefully everyone got to know you. But yes, I'll go and edit your name out. And yeah, it was great talking to you. So we'll talk another time.
Ooh, looking forward to it. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.